Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from In the Light of the Spirit by Christian D. Larson, published in 1916. When we examine our mode of living, we shall find that we dwell upon the spiritual side of life only on rare occasions. Most of the time we allow our consciousness to reside upon the personal or material side of life, and it will remain there for days, weeks, or months. We find that during this period our soul activity becomes passive, and consequently the personality does not have the benefit of that greater spiritual power, which is necessary in order that we may meet and overcome every problem and condition in life. This being true, it is important that we learn to live, more and more, upon the spiritual side of consciousness, so that we may gain possession of a larger measure of this higher power, which alone can emancipate the personality and give higher wisdom to the mind and intellect. We are not here to drift with the stream or to fold our arms passively and say that we will let the best come to pass. The truth is that if there be anything we want, we must work for it. If we wish to make life ideal, we must make it so ourselves. The things we desire do not come to us simply through mere passivity or expectation. We are living in an imperfect world, a world which is in the process of growth. Therefore, we meet undeveloped conditions on every side, and if we remain in a passive condition, or simply drift with the stream, many of those undeveloped conditions will come into our own world, and not only disturb the order of our personal existence, but produce a great many adverse conditions, both within ourselves and in our environment. For this reason, we must make ourselves stronger than all those conditions. That is, we must rise above adversity both in wisdom and in power. And this is made possible only through the continuous expression of the soul. To this end, we must permit the spiritual side of life to have full and continuous expression, both in the mind and the body. By doing so, we shall find that we continue to have that mastery of self, of life, of feeling, of conditions, of tendencies, that will enable us to be equal to any condition that may arise. In brief, we will be above them all, and stronger than them all, because we have permitted the life and the power of the spiritual side to come forth in greater and greater measure. Many people question whether or not it is desirable to live wholly on the spiritual side. There is a belief that we may weaken the personal side if we live too much in the spiritual, but nothing could be farther from the truth. When we are functioning on the spiritual side, we are constantly placing in action more and more of those higher spiritual forces of which we become conscious, and consequently we give expression to more life than we ever realized before. The life and the power of the personality will thus increase remarkably, and we shall have more strength, vitality, and energy, both in mind and in body, than we ever had before. Realizing this truth, if we wish to meet a personality that is thoroughly filled with life, we must always look for a personality with soul. And a personality with soul is a personality where the soul has begun to express itself to a much larger degree than usual. But when we meet a personality without soul, we find the reverse condition. True, the soul is there, but it is not expressed. The greater powers are there, but they are not expressed, simply remaining passive. And thus we come to realize that the more attention we give to the spiritual side, the stronger and more powerful we become, not only in soul, but also in mind and body. It is true that there are certain people who sometimes appear to become physically weak when they begin to give marked attention to the spiritual side. But we shall find that those people are in reality not giving attention to the spiritual side. When we analyze their minds, we find that they have not come in contact with real spiritual power, but have simply been daydreaming of the mystical. And such states of mind are not conducive to physical, mental, or spiritual power. When you become conscious of the soul, you come in contact with powerful forces. You thus will have to take control of them all and hold them in your possession if you wish to realize every gain made possible through the consciousness of such forces. However, if you do not take hold of those forces and control them perfectly, nothing will be gained. This is the reason why a great many people who touch the spiritual occasionally simply have a pleasing experience, but do not gain in spiritual power. Considering this subject further, we should remember the principle involved. That is that the building up of life on the personal and mental side, as well as on the spiritual side, can be carried forward only through the training of consciousness, so as to make the spiritual side its chief place of functioning. To begin, we must study the spiritual side just as thoroughly as we have been studying the physical side, and accordingly we must begin at once to apply the scientific method to the spiritual side. In other words, we should take up the other side of science. We know that we cannot function on the spiritual side to any extent until we become familiar with the life and the nature of the soul. For the truth is, as long as the inner kingdom is a vague, mysterious something, we cannot consciously function there. But when we begin to analyze and explore the great spiritual kingdom, and proceed to study all its elements and principles, trying to get hold more and more of the fundamental qualities involved, we shall find that our consciousness gradually transfers itself to the spiritual side. And as this is being done, we shall find that increased power and life will come forth into our mind and personality. When this great change begins, we shall find ourselves gaining a deeper and deeper understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom. We will become familiar with our own spiritual nature, and we may continue along this process of higher and greater understanding indefinitely. We then shall find that whenever we take another step in this direction, thus increasing the power of consciousness to function spiritually, the soul will express itself, both in mind and in body, in added measure to correspond. When the soul is fully and completely expressed in the personality, the physical or visible side of life is filled with the light and the power of the spirit. And the more perfectly we understand this truth, the more fully we will realize that physical weakness, as well as weakness of character or mind, will naturally disappear as we advance in the expression of the soul through the life of the personality. And we shall also find that the tendency of the human mind to drift with the stream, or to go under when in the midst of adversity, is due entirely to the fact that consciousness functions too much on the outside, thereby being limited both in wisdom and in power. That is, the personality under those circumstances is not strong enough to overcome adversity or to create its own conditions and its own life. The great change begins when we step over the border and proceed to direct consciousness to function more and more upon the spiritual side. For the truth is that the moment consciousness begins to function in that higher realm, the coming forth of the spiritual elements and powers will begin in no uncertain manner. Accordingly, from that time on, there will be a steady increase in the power of mind, character, and of life in general. The great influx from the soul will proceed, and the personality will be filled more and more with life and power from above. When we so live that we secure a positive hold of the higher side of life, the expression of the soul will become stronger under every circumstance. Then we will always live in the strong, masterful state. We will always realize the power of the spirit living in us, and we will feel more and more that power surging through us, animating and inspiring every atom, fiber, and vein. We shall be able to transcend all discord, all disharmony, all weakness, and in fact, anything that does not belong to the true order of a perfect state of being. In order to further this study and train our consciousness in this wonderful work, we shall find the scientific method indispensable. And even though we may not comprehend this method perfectly in the beginning, we shall find, if we apply the principle involved, that we shall succeed remarkably and upon an ever-increasing scale. However, even if we do not go any farther than simply taking this one step, that is, training our consciousness to live more and more upon the spiritual side, the gain will be nothing less than extraordinary. And here you should remember that consciousness invariably tends to enter into those realms that you think upon continually, or that you think of deeply and with a persistent desire. Therefore, your purpose henceforth must be to give continuous thought to the spiritual side, with a strong, persistent desire to become more and more conscious of the spiritual life, with all its elements, qualities, and powers. The gain will be unusual and will appear in many forms, because the training of consciousness to enter into the spiritual realm will not only enable you to understand more perfectly the mysteries of the kingdom, but the experience will enrich your mind to a remarkable degree. In addition, this mode of living will add immensely to your joy of living. Indeed, you shall find on the spiritual side an ever-increasing measure of that which is perfectly beautiful and sublimely ideal. You shall find in this mode of life the secret of the great life.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.